Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Christian Living Radio, and you are listening to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with Landlord and Mike D.
This is ChristianLivingRadio.com.
Good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America.
We're living in a time where many have become lovers of themselves rather than lovers of God. We've strayed away from what's most important. Yet God is longing to release a fresh wind in the earth as we pray. One that will drive the hearts of mankind back to Him again. To love Him again. Serve Him again. Honor Him again. Live for Him again. And seek Him once again.
These are the last and evil days, where the hearts of men are so far away from me. All they seek is my riches, not my face. Oh, fear the urgency and tear heaven's call to pray. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, I will hear them from heaven today, and I will heal their land. Yes, I will heal their land. My spirit is calling my
That was our first Caribbean artist for the week, coming in all the way from Nassau, Bahamas, Miss Latasha Taylor, with her latest single called If My People. A very beautiful song with a powerful message. You know, we are going through some tough times right now. We are in trouble if we don't get it together pretty soon. You know, the scripture says, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways and repent, then I will heal your land. Amen. Very powerful scripture. And I think that is what this song is really, really talking about, man, you know. And Tasha, I must say, you know, your voice have really matured, and I mean, you're amazing, man, you know. But I can remember when we were younger, you know, me and Tasha was a part of a group called The Landlord and the Tenants, man. And man, she was always talented. We did a few songs together. So she's been doing this for years, man, and she continue to press on. She continue to follow the things of God. So I'm really, really proud of you. You know, continue to do an amazing job, okay? God bless you. And now, to my brother from another mother, can you please introduce our guests all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome a multi-gifted songwriter, musician, singer, and artist. Talent off the charts, I tell you. The multi-stellar award recipient, Dove Award recipient, three-time Grammy nominated, more than just a gospel artist, Jonathan McReynolds. Brother Jonathan, welcome, man. How are you, brother?
Mike D, I'm good, man. That was one of the best intros I've ever gotten. I appreciate that, man.
Oh, hallelujah, man. Well, you're great, man.
Hey, Jonathan, what's going on, man? And welcome back to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. You know, tell me how you been dealing with this new norm of social distancing and the virtual performance thing. You know, I see many artists are doing it at this time.
Landlord, man, it's been crazy, man. I will say that when it comes to just kind of being a little isolated and not seeing as many people, you know, I'm not tripping about that too much. You know, I'm kind of an introvert anyway. And so a lot of us musicians and producers, we're used to kind of being in the house and working hard and maybe not seeing as many people. But I am, you know, trying to figure out where God is going to put this, you know, this whole year is just really strange. So I'm just really excited to see how it fit into his plan for my life and for everybody's life, the kingdom's life. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as far as just everything else is going on here, it's been absolutely crazy, man. So please be in prayer for everybody up here, man. It's just been weird. And so we're trying to figure some things out, but I think it's an amazing chance for us to change and show some progress.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah, man, you know, I agree with you. You know, this is the new norm, and we just got to do the best with what we got.
This is ChristianLivingRadio.com.
And congratulations on your latest new music. You're so appreciated around the world. Tell us about your new thing, man. People, man.
Oh, yeah, man. Back in, April, we dropped this new EP called People, man. I'm really excited about it. Really. I'm amazed at the songs and how relevant they are to the situations we're in right now. Whether you're talking about the pandemic or the protests, we're talking about people. And so this new EP, People, if you listen to the songs, it's almost weirdly relevant to where we are today. I certainly couldn't have anticipated that, but I'm really blessed by the sovereignty of God to be able to continue to give us warning, to give us help, to give us medicine in times when he knows that we're going to be a little weak.
Yes, indeed. All the best to your music. Millions and millions of people just enjoy listening to you and appreciate you. And Jonathan, you and Corinne Hawthorne are hosting the Stellar Awards this year. You'll be joined by Kirk with the hosting a virtual awards program later this year. I know you look forward to that.
Yeah, man, it's gonna be cool. You know, it's always fun to do things differently. You know, sometimes you know, big major global things call for it and make us have to do stuff differently, make us have to, you know, try to think outside the box. But I'm always excited about it. And, you know, Kirk is my big brother, uncle, and Corinne is my little sister, and we're all family. So it's just an honor even to hang with them anyway. So I'm really excited, man. It's going to be good. And the best night of gospel is still going to be the best night of gospel.
Oh, man, yeah, that's great, man. Hallelujah, man. You're going to do a great job, man. You know, as always.
Yeah, man. Jonathan, you always does a great job. And, man, that song, Deliver Me From People, is a very powerful and beautiful song, man. You know, I think you did really well with that song, man. Awesome. Jonathan, a fan of yours, Kevin Burrows, a.k.a. Blacks, he is a gospel artist here in the Bahamas, and he has a question for you. He wants to know, from you started, have you ever felt like giving up? And if you ever felt that way, what did you do to get back on track?
Oh, man. You know, I think a mark of an artist and minister and probably a lot of things is that we're almost always somewhere in between completely giving up and going harder than ever. Mm-hmm. And so I would say that, yes, be comforted knowing that everybody from Jonathan McGrunos to Kirk Franklin to everybody else, we always feel, we always wonder if we have any more left in the tank. We always wonder if there's any more songs that are going to come. We always wonder, you know, if we're too tired and maybe not cut out for this anymore. But I want to assure you that you absolutely are. As a matter of fact, you know, it's kind of written in your DNA and the way God made you that no matter how tired you get, you still feel some pull to do this. And I just want to, you know, encourage you to keep going, man. Don't be weary in doing things well and doing this thing well. It will make us tired. It will make us exhausted and discouraged sometimes. But know that God has your back, and this is the way you were made. This is what he purposed in your heart to do. Keep going.
For real.
Oh, good word, man. Good word.
Yeah, man, you know something, Jonathan. I just want to thank you for sharing that with us today. And I'm sure that everybody who listened was encouraged by those awesome words.
You know, Jonathan, even with long periods of being shut in, I know you're very, very, very busy. Is there anything else you'd like to say before you go, though, brother?
No, I would just say, guys, you know, hang in there, continue to pray, continue to find what your role is going to be, particularly in these, you know, these times where we are, you know, having some civil unrest and we're looking for some progress when it comes to that. Consider what your role will be. Ask God, consider the passions and the skills that you have and reach out, you know. And let's change this world together.
Oh, yes, man. Justice, equality, and power to the people, man. Wow.
Yes, sir.
Well, Jonathan, continued success with your latest project, People, man. That project, People, is incredible music, man. All the best to that People EP that you got out now. And all the best with your music, your ministry, and all that you do. Great to be with you, Jonathan McReynolds.
Appreciate you, brothers. I love you guys. Mike D, Landlord. Hey, and I just want to say to the Bahamas and the Caribbean, I love you guys so much. I can't wait to see you. Thank you for your support. Hopefully I'll see you guys soon when outside opens up again.
Most definitely, Jonathan. You know, we look forward connecting with you. And thanks for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show.
And the worst you've created, loving and hating and opinionated, loners in basements and those congregated, deliver me. Far from the peaceful shore I was sinking, deep in the ocean of thoughts they were thinking, don't know what validation I was seeking. Deliver me from people. which one to blame. It's just people, people didn't live their life. She was the reason I smiled in the morning. He took the last bit of joy I was storing. That's too much power for anything human to let.
It's a song from Jonathan McReynolds' latest EP album entitled People. There are all kinds of people in the world. In the body of Christ, there are different individual members that make up one body. Nobody's exactly the same. Different members, one body of Christ. Great sounding song from the internationally popular artist. And we want to thank the gifted Jonathan McReynolds for joining us today on Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. Landlord from way back in the day, artists like Jonathan McReynolds have been referred to as a self-contained artist. In other words, he's a songwriter, lyricist, arranger, musician, producer, and singer. He can do it all when it comes to creating music. And Jonathan loves the Lord.
Yeah, Mike. You know, we got a lot of young, talented brothers out there like Brother Jonathan, who has a lot of passion and love for the gospel of Jesus Christ. By the way, Jonathan and Corin Hawthorne will be hosting this year 2020 Stellar Awards. And that right there is a big opportunity for him. You know, when you work for the King, he always pays you big time. And that right there is real talk. Coming up next is a gifted rap artist born and raised from the urban communities of Southeast San Diego. She goes by the name of Eternal. Check out her single called Blessings featuring Frey Yoni.
My baby boy and my baby girl, and I love them like nothing else in the world. And I got God on my side, and my oldest, I love him till the day I die.
I love your smile, I love your smile. You bring me joy when you're around. You will be great, I have no doubt. You are my blessing. You are my blessing.
Rainy days, it's a
blessings, blessings. You are my blessings, blessings. You are my blessings, blessings.
I know you don't understand though. You never seen the struggle. How much moms had to hustle to give you what I could though. I'm far from perfect. Every one of you was worth it. You were my pride and joy before you touched earth's surface. All your personalities different. Children are a blessing. If I don't agree with you, life teaches us lessons. We don't always make the right decisions. None of you were a mistake. Seeing your smile is God's mercy. Loving you is God's grace. I'm thankful for when I wait. My oldest, we don't talk every day. I think about you on a daily. I pray always that you say. Some days are better than others. I'll always be your mother. I love you like no other. Sister and your brothers. If you're acting out, you get tough love. You know what it is. You know wrong from right. And mom taught you right as a kid. I love you no matter what. Through the downs and the ups. You could be anything you want to be. The power is in us.
I got my baby boy and my baby girl. And I love them like nothing else in the world. And I got God on my side. You're my oldest. I love them till the day I die.
Blessing. The artist Eternal is doing it up for the children. Children are today's blessings. They're tomorrow's blessings. And they're the future's blessings. Blessings, blessings, blessings. Thank God for the children, Landlord.
Most definitely, Mike. You know, we got to speak life and blessings on our kids because there is power in the tongue and also power in the blood of Jesus. You know, so Eternal, as a parent, keep doing a great job raising your kids with the teachings of the Father, because in the long run, it will save their lives. Trust me when I tell you that. You know, so just keep doing what you're doing, you know, because at the end of the day, kids don't listen to what you say. They watch what you do. So continue to walk upright, because trust me, your kids are following you, okay? Amen. Well, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement would you like to leave with us today?
Yeah, Landlord, so much going on these days as we see the actions of others. And as we see the actions of others that we don't particularly like, oh, wow, you see how they're acting? Well, we must make sure that others don't see that action in us. As the word says, examine ourselves. You know, where improvement is needed, let's work at improving. There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, Mike. Okay. Awesome, man. Good stuff. Good stuff, Mike. Good stuff. Well, at this time, I want to thank Jonathan McReynolds for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. I also want to thank you, our faithful listeners, for always taking the time to follow and listen to us every week. We appreciate you, we love you, and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. But before we close out, we want to leave one more song with you from Shara J from out of the Bahamas. She has been in ministry for years, and she is dedicated to the things of God. Check out her latest single called God Got Me. So until next time, God bless you, and may His light continue to shine on you. God bless.
Woo! Whoa, whoa, whoa. me here to let you know that it's nothing new under the sun that happens to man that he can't overcome. He said he's your fortress, he said he's your shield, and by his stripes you already healed.
I find peace in him under the shelter of his
soul fortified.
You got that right.
This is ChristianLivingRadio.com.
And once again, thank you for tuning in to ChristianLivingRadio.com. This is Pastor G. We want to keep spreading some love and cheer around the world. As you know, we are going through some crisis with COVID-19 and the riots, protests, the death of another brother. But how many of us know that we can change it with our words? Let's start speaking and banding together versus fighting and fighting one another. Try a little love on this situation and let's see how we turn things around. And don't forget to tune in for more tonight, starting at 5 p.m. to about 11. We're going to be jamming out with some more of Blue Flame, Landlord with the Caribbean and Gospel Hits, Jay Williams Show, and who knows what else we might pop up with. You have a wonderful day. And to all of my brothers around the world and those listening in around the world, you're never left out of what we do here at Christian Living Radio. We just want to say that we're praying with you, for you. And if we stand together, we can make this world a better place. God bless, and may his best be yours.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.